This is Dave McCann from KSL Television. Doug Wright, congratulations on 40 years. When I was 11 and playing second base for the Orem City Pirates in Little League, Doug was beginning his outstanding career here at KSL. And when I think of the two iconic voices of KSL radio growing up, Paul James and Doug Wright. I listened to Paul when I was a kid, following the Cougars. And now as a mature, educated adult, I listen to Doug. The best thing about Doug, I think what makes him tick, is the Primary Children's Telethon. That's where you see him raw, emotional. He loves the place. He loves the kids. He loves the people that work there. It's a miraculous place, and I've seen that come out of Doug each year as we've done that telethon. You want to see Doug Wright as Doug Wright is away from the radio station, then run into him at Primary Children's Hospital on that telethon. And he's 100% genuine, a wonderful person, and has been a great asset to KSL News Radio and KSL Television. And that's coming from a guy who's so much younger than him. So I hope he appreciates that. Congratulations, Doug, 40 years.
Oh, goodness. You know, there are some people, the first time you meet them, you know, you just really feel a connection. And I remember when Dave came up here and took the anchor chair along with Deanie and so many others. Just amazing. But one of these days I'm going to talk him into buying a Harley. And, you know, I'll never forget this. He looked at me and I was talking about our ride and so on. And I said, you ought to get a Harley. You ought to go on the ride. He goes, do I look like a Harley rider?
Anybody can be a Harley
and
rider.
And I just went, do I look like a Harley rider? So, thank you, Dave.
It's been a joy, Doug, to work with you these 28 years now. And I remember the first time I met you. It was in the booth in the very back that is now Vaughn's booth.
Right.
And you were the production director at the time. And I have never seen anybody cut and splice tape as now, you know, people now who create commercials. It doesn't require any of the skill that Doug, he could cut and splice tape so fast and make what was a mess into a 60-second commercial. But the thing that I've always thought, Doug, is that when I got into radio, I thought everyone had to know so much. They had to be somebody to be successful. When I met you, I realized, oh, you can be kind. You can just be yourself. You can be a kind person who listens and gives everyone a chance to express themselves. You treat Mitt Romney, who is just here, the same way you treat a person who comes up to you at a remote who tells you they had a hard time making their rent last month. And I've seen it 100 times. And part of the reason I love you is because that kindness is just unfailing. When you do the gift exchange every Christmas, you do this wonderful program. If people are listening don't know what it is, he does it every year and keeps doing it for 40 years because he wants to make sure that those kids find that gift that is impossible to find. You do that and you bring Santa on and you do these shows. You do them not for ratings necessarily. You do them out of love for your listeners. You have never had that prima donna thing about you that so many broadcasters are accused, and probably correctly, of having. You are just our neighbor, our friend.
Amanda,
you are my brother.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an amazing group of people we work with here, and there is that camaraderie that we talked about earlier with Grant and with Brian. And it's been a great honor to work with so many incredibly gifted people over the years that have left a little bit of their goodness with me. And I've tried to pay it forward, let it compound. And there's just so much goodness out there. And thank you for mentioning that. I don't think you have to go for the jugular in every interview. I don't think that you have to somehow reach for the lowest hanging fruit. I think occasionally it's okay to have yourself and others with you, hopefully, look up and see maybe a little different horizon. And, you know, and you hear people talk about this, and I hear them advertising in your show, one of the people that you endorse, that they don't want to make that one-time big score sale on you. They want an ongoing relationship.
That's
and I've seen that happen so many times where people will just go, you know, I can nail this person, whether fairly or not. I can nail this person.
You have great power, Doug, but you never used it to benefit yourself.
And you know,
if ever you used it, it was to benefit someone who had been wronged in some way.
Sometimes it is deserving. But if people feel that you're just always out to get them, always out to get the headline, always out to embarrass them, always out to point out their foible, always to point out their misspeak, always there to cast them in a bad light.
They won't share their truth with you.
Exactly. And I actually told this story a little earlier to our friend Lisa from the Deseret News. Paul Van Damme. I used to come down, and he would be on my show periodically.
I loved Paul.
Paul and I became really, really good friends. And I remember—
Our former attorney general, for those of you who don't remember.
Exactly, and that goes back a ways. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time during a break, because we were just talking about things that were happening in the state, and he leaned back and he said, boy, you know, my staff is always so nervous when I'm on your show. And I was really taken back. And I said,
He'll talk too much.
I said, Paul, yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. He said, I realize that you're here to talk. I am comfortable coming on your show. And I know you're not out to get me. And I always, always, always say too much.
And it's not just with the public figures like an attorney general. I listen to you, let your listeners get on with you. And sometimes they are adamantly against what you have said. And you give them time. You give them time to argue with you. You'll argue back with respect.
I try.
And one of the things I've loved the most about your show is the politicker.
That,
I love that politicker.
Great, yeah.
Where you'll say, you've got 30 seconds to get on the stump. Don't swear. You've got 30 seconds. You can make your case for your candidate or your issue and let her rip. So they have time to make their case.
Do you know what else happens in an interview sometimes? Sometimes, you know, you kind of cast that hook out there. You know, just intending to get a good comment or intending to get something. And you could cut them off because you got your initial response. But then you realize that person has something else to say.
Yeah.
You can sense it. You can feel it. And you just let the slack go out. And sometimes it's amazing where they'll run. It's amazing what will be said. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the insights you gain. And sometimes you get things that you go, whoa. I'll bet they really didn't want to say that.
That's because Doug has the patience to listen, which is so rare, if I can say so, in some people in our industry, because they want to talk, 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 talk. And I think I'm guilty of that myself.
I'm guilty of that.
I want to talk, talk, talk. But I want to tell them this, that I don't know if many of our listeners know. Doug is one of the only people I know in the world who, when he asks you, how are you doing? He wants to know, how are you doing? You actually will ask me, how are you doing? And if I say fine, you'll say, no, how are you doing? Because
yeah.
You want to know the answer, even if it takes me an hour and a half
and that's
answer
okay.
that question. Yeah.
Well, this has been amazing, Amanda. And I remember somebody very, you know, people have asked me, and yesterday I did an interview with KSL.com, and somebody had kind of been listening on the sidelines, and they said, I really appreciate that. That was so much eye point. And I said, you know, and I thought about it. I thought, if I did that same interview with the same questions tomorrow, some things would be different.
Yeah.
Like when people ask, well, what's your favorite this, and what's your favorite that, and what's the thing you remember? Who's the person that most influenced you? And, you know, yesterday I said Bob Simmons. Mm-hmm. And today I would say at the national level, Charlie Osgood.
Oh, I remember Charlie Osgood.
When we were a CBS affiliate, I had the opportunity to meet Charlie Osgood, and I'd always admired him. I liked his gentle nature. I liked the way he was such a gentleman. I liked his stupid little bow tie and the whole thing. And I just loved the respect that he treated people with. And when he came out here, several times he came out here, and would hang out in our KSL studios. And I did a remote once at a UEA convention with him. And he was the same off the air as he was on the air. He deeply, deeply, deeply cared about things. But he also recognized that there could be other points of view that needed to be considered. And, you know, the C on the radio comment, and I just love Charlie.
That's something about you too, Doug, is that you realize there are other points of view that need to be considered.
And they're
you
legitimate.
You don't have to be right
I just love a broadcaster who doesn't have to be right, who can respect that there are other points of view, and actually, imagine this, actually might open his mind to the thought that my mind could be changed in the face of a powerful argument. That's what I call a thinking person.
Oh, that's kind.
I think
thank
of you,
you
as family, Doug, and I'm going to miss you a lot. I really am going to miss you.
You know, there's a political term that I love and hate, mostly hate, and it's flip-flop. Flip-flop is such an easy thing to say, and it can be such a meaningless thing to say. And if somebody is just pandering, if they're just going for the votes, if they're saying one thing to one crowd and something different to another crowd, or if it worked in a more different environment a year ago, but now this year when you're running. But occasionally, thinking people, caring people, listening people, people who study, people who respect other opinions – you might change your mind.
Imagine that.
I've often said the three terrible things that can happen if you listen to somebody else's point of view. These are horrible things. One, it might solidify your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It might alter your opinion a little bit, or it might change your mind.
Yeah.
Are any of those terrible?
That's what happens when you think.
Yeah.
And you helped us think. For all these years, and I thank you for it.
Oh, Amanda, thank you.
Love you, Doug.
Thank you. What a joy. Thank you for joining. I'm having a hard time saying the Doug Wright Show today because this is the last time I'm going to say it today. It'll be the movie show in the future and other things that may or may not come. But, boy, you know, since I was 16, well, I started in broadcasting when I was 16 years old. And for the vast, vast, vast majority of that, 98% of that time, there was the Doug Wright Show in some recognizable form, and it's choking me up to say it. And
but there's more to come. There's more to come.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, and I really appreciate Tanya Vea, our station manager. The other day I was sitting in an editorial board meeting, and somebody came along and said, boy, this is your last show, your retirement, kind of this is the end, you know. And she just bristled. She said, this is not the end. This is not a full-blown retirement. Doug is going to be with us. Doug will continue
and on the air with me if I have anything to do with it. For I need to ask you, especially local politics. You are the person who's helped me understand so much in local politics. So if you don't mind me waking you up a little bit early.
You can call me anytime, especially
especially
if it's really important, like a donut run or, you know, now we have ever-flowing Diet Coke.
Nobody
here,
understands the legislature like Doug Wright, so I'll try not to abuse that.
Thanks, Amanda.
I love you, Doug.
What an honor to have you join me. Let's take a break here at the top of the hour. We'll come back with more of the Doug Wright Show.